By raising Lazarus from the dead before thy passion, thou didst confirm the universal resurrection, O Christ our God. Like the children with the palms of victory, we cry out to thee, O vanquisher of death. Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest, I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The feast, the entry of the Lord Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. John 12:1-18. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why would this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always." Now a great many of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake, only but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests plotted to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him many of the Jews went away and believed in Jesus. The next day a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first. When Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him, and that they had done these things to him. Therefore the people who were with him, when he called Lazarus out of his tomb and raised him from the dead, bore witness. For this reason, the people also met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. The feast of the Lord Jesus Christ's entry into Jerusalem has arrived. Jesus is the primary focus of attention. Martha and Mary demonstrated their love for Christ with serving of the meal and anointing and wiping his feet. In the present gospel, Jesus would soon face death on the cross. Time was moving quickly toward the culmination of Jesus' earthly life. Jesus spoke, saying, "He they would not always have with them." Jesus was greeted as the King of Israel when he rode into Jerusalem on a simple animal. The Lord Jesus Christ's entry into Jerusalem remains a focus of attention more than 20 centuries later. Countless individuals through the centuries have examined Christ's movements before the crowd. Christ's entry into Jerusalem is a major feast of God's holy church. Each person's relationship with Christ is affected by the consideration of this major feast. At holy baptism, believers confess Christ as King and as God. Great Lent is intended to renew and restore Christ in each life as King and God. The commitment to Christ as King and God is intended to be honored and pursued during every remaining moment of life. For Christ to be King and God, he is to hold first place in the heart, the mind, and the soul. Christ's life and teachings enrich, nourish, and instruct serious believers. Christ raised Lazarus from the dead and would himself rise from the dead not long after he entered Jerusalem. Christ is the reason for Christians' existence. The Holy Apostle Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ as King and as God is life for each serious believer. Christ is the fundamental measurement and goal for serious believers. Christ is the singular most important interest for serious believers. Christ is the vision and lens for seeing life and for living. The purpose of Great Lent is to remove from each life all that is an impediment to the life in Christ. Holy Lent focuses exclusively on Christ. Anything extraneous to Christ deserves no dominant place in the hearts and minds and souls of Christians. At holy baptism, the complete person is dedicated to Christ. Love for Christ deserves dominancy in Christians. Now is the time for personal measurement of the relationship with Christ. Now is the time for personal assessment of the relationship with Christ. Now is the time for determination of the degree of love for Christ. During Holy Week, all that matters is Christ. All that happens to Christ is revealed during Holy Week. Christ's teachings and life are fully and completely expressed in God's Holy Church during Holy Week. The journey to Pascha is the singular most important journey for the believer. The journey to Pascha affects every aspect and fiber of the Christian's being. Pascha is Christ is risen in each life. Christ's grace, mercy, and nourishment are necessary to keep the singular focus on Christ. Christ's love is revealed during Holy Week. Christ's suffering is taught during Holy Week. The cross and tomb are central in Holy Week. Holy Week's movement to Pascha offers the highest level of education. Investing in Holy Week is the soundness of personal investments. Every moment of Holy Week is life-changing. Every moment of Holy Week is enriching and nourishing. Life is precious and given by God to be lived with the greatest of care. Live Holy Week as if there is no other time of life. Live Holy Week as the greatest investment of life. Live Holy Week to fully experience the love and joy of Christ in God's Holy Church and personal life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Ныне отпущаеси, раба Твоего Владико, по глаголю Твоему с миром Якови теста очи мои спасение Твое, еже еси уготвова пред лицем све людье. Откровени е языко и славу люде твои и славу люде твои.
Thank you.
invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held each Sunday at 10 a.m. We also have morning and afternoon services each day. We want to mention the Holy Trinity Serbian Orthodox Mission in Fairmont, West Virginia, where services are held twice monthly. For information on the mission and dates and times of services, please call the St. George Church. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbin. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.